Firstly, from a halachic point of view, the Magen Avraham and the Beir Halacha, about shofar, the Maisa Mitzvah of Tkiyas HaShofar, having an element similar to Tfilah, Birkas HaMazon, Kriyas HaHalel, Tfilah, and trying to understand what that might mean, LeHalacha. Number two, the relationship between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah for all of the differences, such a powerful Gzeirah Shavah, subscribed to by everybody this side of Rabbi Yehuda, Levi and the Chachamim all seem to agree, establishes the use of the shofar, Pshutal Avanah, Pshutal Acharah, Shal Shalosh Shalosh, and yet some very obvious differences noted by Rashi, as we saw yesterday in the Rambam, either Hachraza, Siman L'Shiluah Chavadim, V'Hashmata Sakarkaos, the return of the land and the slaves, versus Akevan to the Zikaron Ka'asi Kibifnim Dami, as a second basic axis of analysis. And then third, related to both of these two issues, is the kind of shofar that one would use. We know Shitas HaRambam, putting a stake in the ground, Karen HaKeves HaKafos, excuse me, Le'ikuva, derived thinking that that's a bridge too far, and the insistence on the shofar shel ayil, and what that tells us about the role of the shofar as kevan de zikaron ka'asi, and the enhanced zikaron which is generated by akedas Yitzchak ben Avraham ala ni'anichem ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem lefanai. We saw very clearly yesterday that the local debate about which shofar is better, Kama dechayif inish daise tve male versus kama depashit inish date tve male, surrounding two conflicting psukim, nisal levavenu el kapayim, el kelba shamayim, on the one hand, militating in favor of something straight, almost a triumphant posture, versus vehayu eni velibi sham, enayim lamata, is not just the din prati when it comes to the shofar. But that's reflective, as the Gemara in Yevamos explained, and as the Rambam Paskin LeHalacha, of a dialectic that's inherent in tefillah altogether. On the one hand, tefillah is an experience of submission. It's an experience that could only have enayim lamata, but a person has to sense, dalif nemiyat ha'omed, the lev lamala. The Rambam understands to me ki ilu omed b'shamayim, and yet at the same time ke'eved lifnei rabo b'yira uvefachad. And so the narrow debate about shofar becomes really a question of the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah per se, and in a broader sense, what tefillah can and should mean, the appropriate posture that we ought to have within the context of tefillah. So that's where we're going to pick it up today, now that we've covered those three bases, and hopefully by the end of the two periods that we have today, and again, we'll make use of the time, and hopefully we can have some different machshava as we conclude, as well, we'll be able to tie all of these three elements that we've built up over the course of this week together. Okay, so we saw the psak of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, and to that hopefully we will return in just a little bit. Now, the perspective of the Bali HaTosvos itself is not monolithic. Those of you who saw HaTosvos know that, I think virtually all of you saw, that the Bali HaTosvos themselves have two deos regarding how far we should take the Shita of Levi. Clearly, again, everyone this side of Rabbi Yehuda subscribes with the Gzera Shava, Kol Tkios or Truo Shal Kodesh Chodesh HaShvi'i B'Shava. And so then the question really becomes, once we subscribe to the Gzeirah Shavah, what the scope of that Gzeirah Shavah is going to be, and which direction is it going to run? Is it going to run, like everything else, from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? Or in this one case, is it going to run from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, and what the implications of that are? Are we really going to insist on whatever shape the shofar is that really a din le'ikuva or not? And the Bali HaTosvos themselves were not of one mind about that issue. So Ben Sion, go ahead. This is the 24th source, the Tosos and Masechta Rosh Hashanah.
For
So unlike the Bava Rishon and the Mishnah, where it's very clear that the machlokes regarding para is li'ikuba, so the Bava Shnia, the Bali Atosos think, is really a separate discussion. That's a lechatchila versus b'di'eved discussion. Now, the Bali Atosos understand that they're going to have to justify that perspective. So what are the two rayas that they bring? Which Levi appropriately pointed out yesterday is the case. Mitzvah doesn't sound like it's the ikuva. It sounds like this would be the best thing to do. And the second raya is just fascinating in terms of, you know, the kind of raya that it is. The ode. So the second point that the Bali Atosos want to make is, Ben Sion, how would you put it in your own terms?
I would say that it's considered a shofar, so the text doesn't say that.
Hey, there's no indication, Chumash, that there should be anything wrong with this, and if the Bava Rishon again determines that any shofar fundamentally should be acceptable, with the exception of something, Noam, this goes back now to when we first started to have this debate. No, remember we talked about whether the status of being a Karen is mafkia the chaloshim shofar. So he said, we'll come back to that point. So you see Noam here, the Bali Atosos, v'chevan d'chulu ikri shofar chutz mishel para, that's his interpretation. The Bali Atosos thought that the chachamim were of the view that it doesn't have a chaloshim shofar anymore because it's really a Karen. The Torah didn't specify anything about it. If the Torah didn't specify anything about it, why should we be so strict? You might say, okay, Chazal developed Din L'Chatchila, that, you know, Kafuf was better, it was more somehow capturing the spirit of the day. Ilan points out that there are two different elements. There's the Tefillah element, there's the Akedas Yitzchak element, but you can't believe, at least initially, that Bali Atosos think that this would really be Li'ikuva. That's their default position. But you can see that they're uncomfortable. So go ahead, Ben Sion. Amiyu k'tzas kasha, or kasha k'tzas, rather. So the Bali Atosos do a remarkable about face, 180 degrees. David, what are they saying in the end? What gives them some pause? Yes, it's true. Rabbi Levi only said mitzvah, that it's the ideal. And yes, it's true that in the text of the Chumash itself, it says, Taviru Shofar, and if that's the limud, if we're extending from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, so if that were true, so it should just be a shofar, and the only thing that we know isn't a shofar, at this point anyway, is a para. But then David, the Bali Atosos reevaluate. What caused them to reevaluate? If the Svara really just is because somehow this fits in more nicely with the theme of Rosh Hashanah, Chama Dechaye finish Daite Tfeimale, and the Akedas Yitzchak, so if that's really true, so then what shouldn't be true? If it's just really a Din L'Chatchila, there's no reason you would apply it to. Exactly. And the fact that Levi, so Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't believe in the Gzeira Shava. But if Levi is holding that this is all based on Gzeirah Shavah, it sounds like it's a din Torah. And it's not just a din l'chatchila, that somehow this captures the spirit of the day better, because that would only be true on Rosh Hashanah anyway. And who gave us the right to start reversing the natural direction of the Gzeirah Shavah? Degar minan minei, we learn from Yovel. And so, yes, maybe it is true that it happens to align much more with the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. And the Bali Atosos in the second Deah here are at least raising for very serious consideration that this is part of the Gzeirah Shavah, and this is the very definition of shofar. That it's not kol ha-shofaros ksheros chutz mishofar in the end. You know what the definition of a shofar is? Kafof. Now, it's really interesting here is that you could still be mechalik between kafof and say kafof it ayo. Excellent. If we restrict the definition of shofar to kafof, it hasn't necessarily gotten us to the same place as the Rambam. So this second day in Tosos is not totally synonymous with the Rambam. Okay, so this is a critically important Tosos. They explore both sides of the issue. So let's be very thorough about it and take a look at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, which are also, to be honest, quite different. Okay, Shimi, go ahead. Shofar haroi litkoabo ketzad. Two separate points. It should be an ayil and kafof. Now, an ayil automatically is kafof. But clearly, the tour is focusing on different elements. Kafof captures one thing, and ayil captures the other. Ilan, back to your point. Akedas Yitzchak on the one hand, and kafof because of the broader theme of the day. The Amar Avo. Kasav Ramban, and by the way, the Ramban wrote in his notes to this that he thought about this in his early childhood. This is the earliest Kiddush that we have, I think I mentioned, of the Ramban, his earliest contribution to the Masorah back when he was in Yeshivat Noam. B'lashon HaKodesh. Him etzem echad. It's just all one organic bone. Okay, so again, a shofar is from the language of this shoferet. In other words, something which is hollowed out. Mikarnayim achalulim sheishlem zachros b'fnim niklaf min hazachros kigon shel kvasim elim izim. So this is something again that Rabbi Slifkin in Israel give us a sheer quali about. But the Ramban, who apparently knew a lot about animals at a very young age also, right? So he took out the books on the animals. Aval rov chayos in etzem echad upsulin kmo shel para. So there is this whole category in the Gimel Chilukim. So there's a whole category of things which are fundamentally and completely invalidated. Fine. B'di'evad lo yatza. Izim. Because it has a chalos shem shofar, so it's kosher b'di'evad, but you can't use it l'chatchila, despite the fact that it's a shofar, because it doesn't fit into the needs of the day. Kama d'chayif in ishdaite tve male lechatchila ba'inan. Bishal izim. Oh, makom. Okay. So the tour ultimately has mitzvah min amubchar, ayol kafuf, lechatchila kafuf, ve'eno shel ayol, b'di'eved, eno kafuf, and lo yatza, it's really four different categories, para, and all of the chayos that fit into this category. Now, the truth is that there's more to say about this, because the Torah says, lamantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, so we end up darshaning that you really need a kosher animal as well, but that's not our topic for now. So basically, mitzvah min amavchar lechatchila b'di'eved yatza, lo yatza afilu b'di'eved. Let's just put the Shulchan Aruch Shemi onto ledger, and then I want to take comments from Israel and Levi. That's what I was just talking about. So the Magen of the Ramah brings that in the name of the Ran. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Mechaber and the Tur? So obviously the Machlokas is, the Tur is saying that you can be Yotzei L'chatchila with the Shofar Kafov She'eno Shel Ayil. That's what the Tur is saying. You can be Yotzei L'chatchila. It's not a mitzvah min amavchar. And the Mechaber is paskening differently. The Mechaber is paskening that to be Yotzei L'chatchila, it has to be an Ayil. So what the Rambam said, the Ikuva, the Mechaber will tell you, is L'chatchila. What's the Nekudas HaMach? What are they really arguing? I know that they're arguing.
Low battery.
I guess that's what they're arguing about.
What's the Nekudas HaMach, Lucas? Ilan? Well, the defining factor of the shofar should be the line at which you're no longer Yotze, right? The defining factor would have to be when we say this is no longer considered a shofar. So they all seem to think that as long as it's not a para, shel rov chayos, etc., that at least has a chaloshem shofar. But they seem to be debating something of critical importance at a very high level of performance in Mitzvah Yehuda. Okay, so you're saying it very close. It just needs to be refined a drop. It just needs to be refined a drop. Eitan?
How separable are those two factors?
Correct. In other words, is kama d'chayif inish daike tve male, is that inherently the same as Akedas Yitzchak? That Akedas Yitzchak is just the apotheosis of that. There's no greater form of kfifos than Ki'ilu akaritem atzlechem lefanai. What could be a greater act of submission than surrendering your life itself? So the Mechaber is saying the very same reason that kafuf is required lechatchila is the same reason that Akedas Yitzchak is required lechatchila. If you would surrender Akedas Yitzchak, you're surrendering a massive, massive, massive part of kvifus. The tour, from the beginning, if you read it carefully, understood, excellent, Eitan, really well done. The tour understood that there were two different themes. There's Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, that's the shofar shel ayo, that's the mitzvah min amukhar. But if you don't have that, as long as you have midi de kvifus, that's sufficient to be yotzei lichatchila. Kedei sheyichafefu liban betfila. Something very fascinating about the Tur's approach. That he sees the zechus of Akedas Yitzchak as separate and apart
from midei dekafif, from something which is bent. It's not a simple shita. He saw in Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram something else, and therefore he separated the two. And if you go up to Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher Balaturim, said, I blew with a curved horn of some other species on Rosh Hashanah, Yotin Mitzvah L'Chatchila. You forfeited a little piece of it, which is the Zechira Sakedas Yitzchak. If you go to the Rambam, you're not Yotze at all. And in the middle, if you go to the Mechaber, he'll tell you, you're Yotze B'di'evet. So Yilan, when you pointed out yesterday about two dinim, Tzfila and Akedas Yitzchak, turns out that's a machlokes of some sorts between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. How to relate to that, Tzfila and Akedas Yitzchak. The Torah clearly separates them out. The Mechaber thinks, once you've surrendered one, you've lost the lechatchila aspect of shofar. It's the same imperative, which is to be kafaf. Akedas Yitzchak is the highest form of kfifus. Levi and then Israel. Okay, very good. So the Maggid Mishnah that we'll see in a few minutes is very concerned about that issue, about the problems of reading the Mishnah. So let me put it a little bit differently. On the second day in Tosus, they're saying, what is this really? Is this a Svara Midrabanan? Or is this Halacha based on Gzera Shava Doraisa? If you'll tell me it's a nice Svara, Chamed Dechayif Inish Daise Tve Male, then apply that where that Svara applies. And it makes sense to me to think that that's a wonderful thing, but it can't really be Likuva, because we don't have any indication in Torah Shebichsav or in Torah Shebaal Peh that it should be the case. And so, the Bali Atosos are saying, by virtue of the fact that it's applied by Levi, despite his usage of the term mitzvah, to Yovel, makes me believe that there's something deeper, stronger at play here. Otherwise, why would he extend it beyond where it makes sense? He evidently thinks that this is being motivated by Gzeira Shava, by Din Doraisa. And if it's really part of the Torah, Al Yedei D'Shloshes Sfarim Midos, but it's part of the Torah, so then my argument, the Bali Tosfos are saying, about, well, it doesn't say anything in the Torah about this, that must go away. So they're moving away between the first answer and the second answer. They're really shifting from saying it's a svara to saying that it's really an intrinsic part of the Gzeira Shava. It is written in the Torah. Now, you still have that issue of mitzvah. Mitzvah does sound a little bit more l'chatchila, but the Bali Atosvos in the end say, I guess maybe mitzvah here really means that this is the only way of performing the mitzvah. Israel, go ahead. Sorry, I just...
I mean, you've been talking about most things,
Can somebody just relay it up to me? What was the sentiment? Oh, you're saying about the Ramban's point about the Karne Rav Chayos? Yeah, you'll have to keep us abreast of that. I'm not. This is like, you know, the first sugya in Sanhedrin where you have, you know, Shnayim Omer Mechayev Echad Omer Eini Yodea. I'm the Eini Yodea guy. I don't have a Chalo Shem Dayan. You have to form a new Beis Din. I don't know how to adjudicate between Israel and the Ramban on this issue. Yeah, Rami. Seems to think that it's got to be motivated by the Gzeirah Shava if Levi's going to take it beyond Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. And if it's part of the Gzeirah Shava, then it's part of the Doraisa definition. It's probably the Yikuva. Okay. So now we have the Rambam. And again, I sort of gave you the bottom line of the Rambam. The truth is that there's a whole mass of literature, as there often is, as to whether the Ravid fully understood the Rambam. We took the Ravid's word for it, that the Rambam actually meant that a shofar shel ayil is li'ikuva, and there are many nosei kelim who feel that way. There were others, we'll just read over the Rambam again, who make the argument that actually the Rambam never really required a shofar shel ayil. We'll just remind ourselves of that diuk, but we're going to basically operate on the assumption that that's true, and we'll see in the Magid Mishnah, Levi, this will take us back to your point, just how significant that is. So let's take a look again at the Rambam and see where this takes us. Ezra Kopsik, go ahead. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Okay, so theoretically, one could read this. It might be a little bit of a different reading, but how might one read this? If you wanted to say the Rambam wasn't absolutely insisting that you need a shofar shel ayil li'ikuva, so shofar shetokim bo bim Rosh Hashanah bin the yovel who keren hakivasim hakafuf when they're within 12 months, they're a keves, then they're a palgus for a month, then they become an ayil, so very good. So, hukaren hakvasin hakafuf. Then when the Rambam says, v'chol shofarus psulin chutz mikaren hakeves, he drops which... Right. So some of the Nosei Kelim wanted to make that argument. Even the Rambam has two different levels. L'chatchila, you should use the shofar shel ayil, but b'di'eved, as long as you use the karen hakeves, even if it didn't happen to be kafuf, you could be yotze. The afalpi, so what emerges, Yaakov, from this line of the Rambam? The Rambam has told us two very important things as to how he arrived at this conclusion. We'll permit ourselves the assumption for now that you really need the Keren HaKvasim HaKafuf, how he arrived at that conclusion. He knows that it's somewhat strange. He admits it. It's not in the Chumash, in the context of Rosh Hashanah, but he says two things here. How do I know that this is what I should do? Excellent. It's based on the Gzeirah Shava. The Din D'Oraisa, it's based on the Gzeirah Shava. And what other point is here in terms of the directionality? Ilan? So right, it's derived from the Yud Gimel Midos, but that it runs in which direction? This is the issue that Tosfos is trying to figure out. Is it running from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, or is it running from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah? Rami? Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Af al pishalon is parish batara trua b'shover Rosh Hashanah harayu omer b'yovel. We piyashmuel amdu matruas Yovel b'shofar af truas Rosh Hashanah b'shofar. And I, the Rambam, am of the belief that a shofar is defined as the keren hakivasim hakafa. Derive it, as we know, hifriz al midosav is altogether too much. A mitzvah bekufin, v'imtaka b'shal yael yatsa. Now, as more informed readers of the Ravid, what might you say? Where the Ravid picking up his language from? Avi? Where did the Ravid get? Where did the Ravid get his language from? He says, "Mitzvah bekufin, v'imtaka b'shal yael yatsa." Excellent. He says we paskin like Levi, but Levi only meant it lechatchila. The Ravid agrees with the first day on Tosfos. That's how the Ravid learned the Gemara. Ellie.
This may be an irrelevant question, but how come Rav Yehuda referred to Pashit as Yael and not as Pashit, like meaning how come they use different terminology?
It's a good question as to why they didn't still keep it consistent. It's hard for me to know exactly. The Rashi and Tosfos debate that point a little bit. Well, what Yael means. But there seems to be a very broad consensus that they really didn't care about the Yael. Unlike saying the Ayel really is special. There's nothing really special about the Yael, but it was just maybe the most common animal that was Pashut. Okay. So it seems to me that the Ravid, and Avi, I think we're in agreement here, that the Ravid paskins like Levi, as understood by the first day in the Balei Tosfos. Okay, Rami, take us through the Magid Mishnah. And Levi, this is what you had anticipated.
Shalah Hayovel or Rosh Hashanah with the Kios from Brahmas, from Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah token Michel Taparim, is Yovel's Michel Yehuda. The Sober Rabbeinu Kadas, Sas Mefarshim, which is Sober in the Kulam Masnisim, the Yukuba is.
That's fascinating. That both halves of our Mishnah, Trey Babos, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, it's all Machokes Likuba. That was the Rambam's reading. So we got to figure out the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda, and of course Levi's in the mix also, as quoted in the Gemara. Five different Tanaic level views. Okay. Because that's the Gzeira Shava, right? So Levi, you see what he's doing here. He's working out the Mishnah according to the Rambam, is that the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi are not the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda. You have to say that these represent different Shitos. So one of them say, it all works except the Parah. Rabbi Yossi says, God bless you even with the Parah. Then we have another view that says it's got to be Shel Ya'el Pashat. And Eli, you're probably right. Really, we don't care about the Ya'el. But it's got to be Pasha, the Ikuva. Okay? And then we have Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Levi, the Gemara, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Bishal Rosh Hashanah, Bishal Zaparim, Pasach Itanakama, Bishal the Yovel Rosh Hashanah. Delkat Zevazeh, the Shel Zavarim Kufin can the east of the Gemara, the Kaimalan Karabi Levi, Hilkaf Polashofer Sulin Chutz Michel Paro.
Chutz Michel.
Chutz Michel Zavarim.
So the end result becomes that every single shofar, if you interpret the Mishnah this way, to represent four different shitos, and then the fifth shita of Levi in the Gemara, the end result would be that a shofar shel ayil is le'ikuva. Now, clearly, there are other ways to understand the Mishnah.